Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, O'Terra style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
You know, Angela, I got a message that I desperately want to tell you.
What would that be?
You are so beautiful. I do not sleeping because you're beautiful. You're Y-O-U-R. Because you're beautiful. I do not sleeping.
Thank you, honey. That's awesome.
So for those of you guys who follow Angela and I on Facebook, you may notice that we've recently started talking about these strange people, that's strange men, mm-hmm. contacting my wife here with very unusual messages that clearly they don't have a grasp of the English language, but which make for fantastic Facebook videos.
Seriously, comedic Facebook videos.
So go to my Facebook page and just, you'll see a video where Angela is standing in the middle of a shoe store mm-hmm. we're in. And the magic just keeps going. There you go.
So we promise to bring you these lovely videos at least once a week because they're just awesome.
You know, what is the, you know how like a lot of people are constantly talking about what should I do on my, should I talk more business on my personal page or should I just be keep it more personal and then have a business page? What should I do? And I think the first thing you should do is make people laugh.
Yeah, the first thing you should do is take those messages that we all get, reenact them. No, don't do that. That's our spiel.
don't steal our idea, man.
You have to be you. Stop trying you can't to be do it like so this. No. uptight and prissy pants all the time with your business page. Good grief. Just be you. Have fun. People want to be involved in your life. All right. That's all I'll say.
Yes. So yes, the answer is you should be on your business page or you should be on your personal page. Just have fun. Make people laugh. That really does mean a lot. Speaking of which, we've got quite an interesting topic we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
In fact, I think, I can already sense a rant, but in a positive way, coming from you today. as you shake off the little bug that just kind of worked its way into our home this last week.
I think my body just decided, Angela, slow down. If you don't slow down, I'm going to force you to slow down. And it did. So I have a little bit of a bug.
It
kind of made me feel under the weather, kind of grumpy, a little irritated, kind of like a troll.
Not going to hold back on that.
I'm not going to cut you off there. Keep going. There's more.
Not at all. Yeah, there's more. Well, anyway, what I wanted to talk about here is, you know, we've got the thing I love about this podcast is it gives us a break to just kind of like end the week with a little note about what we learned this week and what we want to take forward. So I want you to, when you're looking at your business right now, and Angela's going to talk about this in just a moment.
But, because the things we learn applies to our lives today. God has a swear.
So people are constantly saying Angela doesn't sing enough. So why don't you go ahead and sing that? Go.
I can't remember the words, but when you said that, the things we've learned, I'm like, it came to my head.
Yeah. Of course we have children and we've watched VeggieTales. So sue us. Okay. Anyway. So what I want you to do is take a look at your business, all right? And maybe even your closest relationships in your life. Look at your business and your closest relationships and ask yourself this question. Is it easy? I like that you took that big, deep breath there for a moment.
Yeah, because...
it easy? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, this topic came all about because of me, because of my personal inner turmoil that I have going on right now with, coming off of convention, celebrating all my beautiful friends, doing great things, realizing where I'm at in my business after 2 years at Diamond, and just having this really not positive mindset about the next rank, the next level. And so I actually reached out to someone that I look up to in business. who does some virtual mentoring, Keely Martinez, I reached out to her and I just said, I need help. I need to up level in a big way. I need, you know, I use the word need a lot. And I said, what do you recommend? What books, what trainings, what can I do? And again, I said, I need to up level in a big way. And her response was exactly what I needed.
It was awesome.
And I haven't replied to her yet because I've had this inner battle with myself over this response. That was amazing. It was an amazing response. But whenever you know what you're supposed to do, you're going to fight yourself for a while. At least that's what I do. So maybe that's just me. But I fight it and I struggle with it. And I really take a good look at what's going on in my mindset, in whatever it is I'm doing, and then I move forward. But this one's playing games with me. This one's like kicking me in the face.
It sounds like you've stopped and looked around.
Yeah.
Looked up. It was like you know how, like they always say, when you're walking across a tightrope, or you're climbing a big ladder, like you know when you tell me. When I'm putting up Christmas lights, because I'm terrified of heights. If anyone ever want to know that about me, terrified of heights. And the one thing I always say to myself is, while I'm up there putting up the Christmas lights, you know, I'm on that almost on that top ladder, is don't look down.
Yeah.
That's kind of the image I'm getting when you're talking about this.
But I looked up.
Looked up, looked out, looked around. You took a measurement.
I took a look at myself. Yeah, you took a measurement. I took a look at where where I was with my headspace and all that stuff. And
you measured it.
And for those of you wondering what she said to me, you know, I'll read it. It's good, but it's really made me like, bleh, you know, just figure it out. But she just said, you know, obviously I'm going to give you some tough love. The word need is putting out all the low vibes. Let's focus on allowing all the abundance to flow with ease. She said, you already have everything to be presidential. You have everything. So it's all about aligning who you truly are already. You don't need trainings. You don't need coaching. And you need to stop feeling like blue is a big deal. It's not. It's just the next step. When I realized that blue was not a big deal, it was just a natural next step. Just like when we went silver to gold to platinum to diamond, it's just the next step. If you think it's hard, it is going to be hard. The universe will obviously mirror back to you what you believe. Believe you are capable, that you're deserving. Believe it is all coming together in a beautiful way and that you just can't see it, but are open to the miracles that are waiting. So, yeah, you know, I'm the type of person that I just want, tell me what to do and I'll do it. But this one was hard because it's like, huh, have I been spending the last 2 years making this so incredibly hard unnecessarily? And that's frustrating because it's 2 years. And so I started thinking about the time that I pushed to gold and I pushed to platinum and I pushed to diamond. It was almost like I just made this decision that, obviously it's the next step. This isn't hard. I'm just going to do it. And I had this just, I don't know how to explain it. Everything just kind of aligned itself because I knew that was the next step. I knew that it was simple. And we went from, you know, we took someone from zero to silver in about 2 months, a little over 2 months. And that, you look back at those moments, those times when you do something and it just seems so simple. And you wonder, what did I do to make that so easy? Because I'm going to tell you, I worked my tail off. I enrolled a lot of people. I held a lot of classes. I did all the actions necessary, but it wasn't hard. It was all easy. Because I knew that's where my business was going. It was that next step. And I didn't have this belief anymore that diamond was hard. I remember that happened when I was at silver for quite some time. I had this belief that, oh my gosh, going to gold is so hard. And then I remember watching Missy do it and I thought, well, that wasn't hard. Missy did it. And so I just made the decision, we're going silver or we're going gold. And then I did it again when we were going platinum. And I just, at those moments, I stopped the belief of this is hard. This is difficult. Because if I believe it's going to be difficult and hard, it will be. And then I took a step back and I looked again at like this weight loss journey that I'm on. And I look at, I've only been doing this for almost 8 months. That's it. That's crazy. That's a little over half a year. And I've lost about almost 60 pounds. But I just finally decided this is easy. It's not hard anymore. But I made that decision in that moment. I thought, I'm doing this. This is simple. Done. And I went for it. And boom, here I am 8 months later going, I got to set up a new goal because I'm just kind of sitting here in La La Land making it all hard again. You know? So a lot of just realizations like, wow, I have not been in a good positive headspace the way that I need to be to just move to the next level. And I think that's for all of you listening, whatever level you're at, I know that you're looking at your organizations and your volume and your business and your ranks and you're like, gosh, this business is so hard, but it's worth it. We got to stop saying that. It's not hard. It's as difficult as we make it. It's as difficult as we choose it to be. And we have to stop making it so freaking hard on ourselves, you know?
I think what's coming to my thought is at some point you just get tired of overthinking it and you get tired of believing that it's hard. You get tired. You just kind of get tired of the whole game.
It wears you out.
Yeah. I can say that when it came to your weight loss, from the outside looking in, I think you just got tired of the story.
Yeah, I sure did.
And I think that's everybody. I mean, everybody, including Keely, can all relate to this, which is why she had such a clear, simple answer.
Yeah,
is that at some point your tolerance for your story, it has to give in order for you to progress.
Yes. Yes. And I've heard it. I've heard it from everybody. I have to also check who I'm surrounding myself with one more time, because I have realized and noticed on my weight loss journey, I've attracted some amazing people, but I've also attracted some storytellers. And I see those storytellers popping up in my newsfeed. In fact, I put up a real positive goals post today and someone came in and just like told her story and ripped it to pieces and like brought down the whole post. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How long are you going to keep telling yourself that freaking story? You don't have to get over the trauma that happened to you, but you do have to make a decision that you're done with it. Like, how much longer am I going to let this story wear me out and believe that life is so hard and believe that this goal is so hard? I gotta stop letting those people in, and I gotta get them out, because I used to be very protective of who I surrounded myself with. And because I do have this desire to be needed, and it was a realization I came to at a convention. I can't remember who I was talking to, but I have this desire to be needed. And when people don't need me, like when leaders don't need me anymore because they're just soaring, they're doing their thing, I almost get like, oh my gosh, what? What do you mean you don't need me? And so when I started getting the response that I was getting with weight loss, I'm like, oh, these people need me. And you got to be careful, because needy people are, they're life suckers. They really are.
They're life and time suckers, which basically is the same thing.
Yeah, but it's odd to be someone who loves being needed. Energy. And then also someone who wants to protect that vibration, you know? So that was weird too. That was a very, I kind of looked at my Facebook today and went, whoa, no wonder I've been in this place. Like, here I am rocking my own health world, because I've said it a million times, presidential diamonds aren't fat. They just are not. And I see myself as a presidential diamond. I see myself walking. I see myself with that kind of business. And so I wanted to match the person I see myself as to the person that I am. And in that process, I attracted people who wanted what I was doing, who wanted to be a part of this journey with me, but are also, they have their own stories, they have their own neediness, and it was really taking its toll on me mentally. I mean, seriously taking its toll on me. When people constantly tell you their weight struggles and the stories that go along with them, oh my gosh, that just bleeds you dry.
It's really hard, yeah, as someone who cares to not empathize, especially since you've been there and done that. Mm-hmm. And it's easy because it's so fresh still.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, for you, it's still fresh that you lived in that world. And so when someone speaks those words, it's easy for you to go in that world. You're not immune to that just yet, because it's still, this whole weight loss thing is still so fresh. It's one of the things that I run into as a coach. My job is to be empathetic, but I cannot for one moment allow anybody to dull my energy.
Yeah.
Because that's my job. My job is to bring the energy and set the standard. And so, but I also want to say that it's, you know, I saw this in you, but I was powerless to say or do anything about it. I am always powerless to be able to do anything about it. That's just our dynamic. Yes. You know what I mean? That's just
you're
the way
you're powerless and I have all the power.
That's totally whatever, you know. But when it comes to, you know, I'm always, for those of you guys who are always wondering how it works, where Eddie is the coach and Angela is his wife, you know, and when she's building the business and when it comes to that dynamic, I'm not Angela's coach.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And I'm not allowed to be, you know, unless.
Nope.
Hold on.
No.
Wait a minute. No, unless there's a moment or something small, something simple, and Angela.
Yeah.
And this is what I do. I don't coach. I don't jump in. I don't offer even opinions or suggestions until Angela sounds like she wants my advice. And before I ask, before I jump in and offer anything, I always say, hey, look, I'm cool either way, but I'm just curious. It sounds like you're asking me for help. Am I right? And when you say yes, I'll say, okay, let me know what I can do to help. And that's it. So anyway, you're kind of curious about that. But my point is that that's how you guys... By the way, this is how you keep a good marriage going. The point that I'm making here is that you see these kinds of things in other people all the time. Mm-hmm. What you're experiencing.
Yeah.
We see it all the time. And what do? We step in and we say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's going on and so on. But it doesn't mean that you're immune to it. Mm-hmm. And just because you see it, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. At all. In fact, the point is that I'm trying to make here is that everybody's immune to this. Everybody is susceptible to this, but the point is that we need somebody else to help us out. We need somebody else to point it out.
Yeah.
That's the point I was trying to make, was I can't point that out for you.
No.
Keely could. Because you were open to going to her and asking that.
Yeah.
Guys, I want you to think about this when you're looking at your business, man. How many times have you jumped in and tried to give your people advice because you think that's what they need to hear, when they have never once given you the permission to coach them or give them advice? I don't care if they're in your downline or not. I don't care if you were in a mentor call. You got to ask for permission. And I'll be honest, I'm not 100% on this. Oftentimes during my mentor calls or coaching calls, I jump in without asking first. But yeah. I'm bringing it up now because I got to remind myself too.
Well, it's just something you're aware of. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's the point of this podcast is not to say you need someone else to point it out. It's just my eyes were really opened to understanding that I had made the decision that this business, that going blue was hard. I consciously or unconsciously, whatever, I think it was consciously, I made the decision that going blue was hard because I had allowed other people and their opinions of it affect what I thought, instead of knowing that it was just the natural next step. And I really want you guys listening to understand that your next rank is just a next step. It's not this hard, long, drawn out thing. And if you release the idea that this business, that rank advancing, that enrolling people, that booking appointments or whatever is hard, if you release that thought, if you release that belief, you're going to make this business so much easier on yourself. You really, truly are. I know that once I decide to just let go of the thought, the idea, the belief that Blue Diamond is hard, that everything I've been working so hard to do will just align itself and fall into place. I know that now because I have the skill set. I have it. I have the leaders. You know, I had to take a look at my organization because the best thing to do when you're feeling low vibration is to get in gratitude. And so I looked at my leaders and I thought, how grateful am I to have these people? And I have them all. I've got 6 people set up. I have Presidential Diamond set up. I just need to make the choice that Blue is simple. And everything is going to align itself. Because I've done all the prep work. I know what to do. I just have to make this decision. And I want you guys to really focus on that. Like, decide that this is simple. And every day, you do those actions toward the simplicity of going up a rank. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Makes total sense. I mean, at least from the standpoint of, like we've talked about 100 times before, when you, whatever it is you're thinking will or won't happen.
Yes.
The thing I can always tell you is that you're wrong. No matter what it is you're thinking. I know that, you know that famous line, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
You're right.
Actually, the truth is you're wrong. So I'm going to totally be arrogant and try to, who is it that said that? Do you even know who the quote is? Okay, so you got to email me at mamaslittlebiz@gmail.com. If you can tell me who the original, the person who said that quote, whether you think you can or you think you can, you're right. I'm willing to say whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're wrong. But the reason why I say that is because it's impossible to know tomorrow. It's impossible.
It's impossible to know the future is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's impossible to know anything.
Yeah.
It's impossible to know what you can or cannot do. I can guarantee right now that if I went back 3 years and said, hey, Eddie, these are the things you're going to be able to do the next 3 years, I will not believe it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no way I would believe it because it's impossible for me to believe that. It's impossible for me to even know. So whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're wrong. But whatever you choose to hold on to, that's what will be.
Yeah. I immediately looked up, how to raise my vibration. And if you don't know, rose is a wonderful oil. Jasmine is a wonderful oil to raise your vibrations. They're just tools to help you do those things. You've got to also, be conscious of what you're eating, drink water, be grateful. But I get your blood pumping. That means get moving. Practice acts of service and kindness. But this one thing stood out to me and I wrote it on our bathroom mirror and it was everything you think, say, or feel will in fact become your reality. And I just want you to think about what your thoughts have been like lately. Where have they been? Everything that you say, think, or feel will in fact become your reality. How many of you have said, I'm never going to get to elite. And where are you at right now? Are you not at elite? That's your reality.
Because you said you never would.
Yeah. Or this is going to take forever. I'm never going to earn $5,000 a month. What's your reality? You're probably not earning $5,000 a month. So everything you say, feel, or think becomes your reality. So be very conscientious of what you're saying, of what you're thinking, of how you're feeling. And I love, it gives suggestions or ways because a thought is going to come. Your feelings are going to come. You're going to pass something or scroll by something that's going to trigger a feeling, an emotion. And you can't ignore it and be like, no, I'm positive. You can't do that. You have to, every time a negative thought comes into play, or shows up in your head, or you have this, you know, idea like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it. Take time to acknowledge it. Be like, that's an interesting thought, Angela. Thank it for showing up and then dismiss it and turn it into the positive.
I love that. Say thanks.
Thanks.
And you can leave now. It's like that relative, you know, you actually get to do this, but it's like that when that relative comes over to visit and you really didn't want them to visit.
Yeah.
In this situation, you actually can tell that relative, you know, thanks for coming, but I would really appreciate you not be here. Bye.
Well, I had that thought today. I was really aware, you know, since I read Kaylee's message. I was very aware. And I was in the bathroom. I was writing on the mirror. And the thought of, but Angela, you don't have the leaders to go Blue Diamond yet.
Oh, that thought came up.
Yeah. And I went, I understand. Thank you. But that's not true. The reality is I've got 6 people who trust me and who trust this process and have not quit on me and have not given up.
And they're on their own journey too.
And I have 6 amazing people. So how that thought isn't even true.
Yeah.
Thanked it, let it go. It may sound like hocus pocus garbage, but you guys, just look at where you're at and all the things that you've thought up to this point. I know that in my weight loss journey, when I talk about things online a lot of people will say, oh, I'm so scared. I don't think I'll be able to be successful. And I'm like, okay, get your head straight. Because if you're going to jump into this with me, you need to know that you're doing this. You're doing this. Don't be scared. Okay, say that's a cute feeling. Why would I be scared of losing weight? That's an insanity type feeling. Like, bye, we don't need that anymore. So just be very aware. Be very aware of where your thoughts have led you, where your words have led you, your friendships have led you. Be very aware. And then if you need a turnaround, acknowledge that turnaround and start making the necessary changes.
Your energy has changed throughout this podcast.
Yeah, because I'm talking through how I feel.
Yeah.
I felt very shitty. Sorry. I did. I felt very, very beaten up.
There's a first for the podcast.
I felt beaten up because I'm like, here all this time I had this belief that I had my mind right, and I realized it wasn't. I realized it wasn't. And it took someone else saying, you're being very needy right now. Let's stop using that word because that just tanks your vibe.
Yeah.
Tanks. And it's true. If you are needy, you will attract needy. Don't do that. That's just detrimental to your well-being.
So while you were speaking, I was thinking about 2 different speakers that I've heard talk about the subject. One was a guy who was born with a disability. And he said something really cool, I love. He said, if you ever have a thought that disempowers you, it's not true.
Yep. That is so absolutely true.
Okay. So that's how you know, guys. That's how you know. If the thought takes your power away, it's not true. The other one is from Joe Vitale, who was in the movie The Secret. And he's written a bunch of books himself. One in particular that I loved a lot, which is called The Attractor Factor.
Yes.
Highly recommend you guys read this book or listen to it on audio. It's fabulous. But he gives 7 principles in this book. And I'm going to read them out to you guys because I really love them. So I want you to write these down. These are great. He says, 1, you are totally responsible for all your life experiences. 1, you are totally responsible for all your life experiences. 100% responsible. All experiences. They're your responsibility. This is huge. I have to repeat it over and over again because you got to really think about it. Let it sink in. It's contradictory to most people's thinking.
Yeah.
Most people think that they do what they do. Sometimes good things happen to them. Sometimes good things bad. Sometimes bad things happen to them. What we're trying to get across in this is that no matter what they are, good or bad, you're responsible. 2, your beliefs come from the people you surround yourself with. So remember that. And this also includes people you see on Facebook or social media, the people that you look at their messages. Your beliefs come from them, okay? In other words, your beliefs aren't your own. You are not God, is the 3rd one. But you have more power than you realize. And that is always true. Always. No matter how strong you get, You always have more than you realize. Number four is you will have to change your thoughts if you want to change your actions. This is why coaching is so important. This is why coaching and mentors are required. Yeah. You can't, guys, you can't do the difficult things that like it required to build this business on your own. You ever thought of that? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
You need mentors.
You do.
You need mentors. You need coaches, people to put new thoughts in your head so that you can start doing new things.
Yeah, absolutely. I love coaches and mentors. And they don't always have to be paid for. I mean, you know, little does Keely know or Ashley know or Kim know or Ange know. Little do they know that they're big mentors in my world. And yeah, we've done the hiring as well, and it's been huge for us, but it puts the new ideas, it gets us a new outlook. Certain people will completely and totally adjust your vibe because obviously, you know, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And if you're surrounding yourself with these amazing people who are doing what you want to be doing, obviously you're going to rise up to that level in your mindset. You are.
Yeah. You have to think like them.
You do.
You have to think like the top leaders in order to do what the top leaders do. That's cute, right?
You can't help but glean off them. You can't help it. It just happens.
Yeah. That's again, coaching. Yep. If you want to be diamond, you got to be around diamonds. If you want to be blue diamond, you got to be around blue diamonds. That's just the way it is.
Exactly.
You can't make it up. So the next one, which is number five, you have to admit that you cannot know your limits.
I like that one.
I've talked about this numerous times, but it is impossible for you to know what you can or can't do. So stop having an opinion about it.
Right.
It's a waste of time and emotion. No more opinions about what you can or can't do. It's none of your business. It's not your business because you aren't your creator.
So true.
That's God's business. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is no more depressing business to be in than God's. So stop doing it.
Yeah.
So don't put limits on yourself or anybody else because you have no idea what you're talking about. Okay.
They actually had that sign on the way to convention. There was a sign on the freeway in Utah saying just something like that. Like the biggest limit is the one that you set.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that. But it was like, oh, look at this. Salt Lake City doing it up.
you can only find out how good you are right now, which is whatever at the end of the day, and that's it. And then tomorrow could be totally different. So the number six, there's two more here, and these are really good. All images in your head that cause, and this really goes with what you wrote on the mirror, which I love, by the way. I love it when I saw that. When I saw that on the mirror, I'm like, Angela's thinking differently because she's doing something different. It's been a while since you've written stuff on the mirror. I just want to point that out. And now I'm starting to realize that my real goal with creating this podcast was to secretly coach you. Okay.
And we're done.
Okay. No. So number six is all images in your head that cause an emotional reaction will likely manifest.
Yeah.
Ouch. Okay. And I'm going to poke your heart a little bit. What is the first emotion you remember having every single morning?
Yeah.
If it is one of scarcity, you got some work to do. Number seven, and this is the best way to end it, miracles happen when you learn to let go of what you need and get open to receiving what you want.
Yeah. Just stop like saying need.
Miracles happen. Miracles happen.
I love number six.
Expect them.
I know you said this is a good one to end on, but number six is so interesting because whenever I have complete and constant like inner emotional turmoil, my neck goes crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I felt bad because right before, you know, guys, we'll check in on the reality here. Right before doing this podcast, Angela's like, "You want a podcast this morning?" I'm like, "Heck yeah, let's do it."
But this then evening.
Did I say morning?
You said morning.
Okay, this evening, I saw you doing the "my neck is not moving" thing, and I gotta be honest, I kind of cried a little bit inside because it was like, she's in pain. This isn't cool.
It's the images in my head that cause an emotional reaction are manifesting through my neck. Because if you look up neck and emotions, shall I?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. So, all right. So what do we, what is this? Maybe you want to explain this, what you're doing right now with people that are listening. They're probably like, what do you mean neck and emotions?
What
does that mean?
My people know about emotions.
All right. I'm just saying, there's probably someone listening who's like, what do you mean by neck and emotions?
Okay. Well,
what is this?
All of your outside physical issues, they're stem to emotions.
That's good enough.
Your emotions causes pain.
And there are specific body parts connected to specific emotions. Freaky. So this is totally true, though. Totally. Wait till you listen to this.
So whenever I have, it's on my left side of my neck every single time.
Isn't that weird? It's the same side.
And I have never been one to believe in a lot of hokey pokey stuff.
I believe they call it woo-woo.
Woo-woo. But this is real. Like, this is real. So,
neck problems.
Neck problems. So,
what does it say?
Moving under pressure.
Moving under pressure.
Want to let feelings out, but don't dare. Inflexible state of mind. Not wanting to yield to opinions you think are wrong. And non-acceptance and rejection of others.
Of husband. Coaching.
No.
Non-acceptance and rejection of husband's coaching is also on the list. That's weird. Look at
not.
That.
It says of others. But all of this is whenever I'm going through an emotional turnaround, all of these things, it's very pressure. It's a lot of pressure for me to do what I need to do, but it's my own pressure that I have a belief that this is hard and it's not. I want to let how I feel about all this out, but I'm like, soaking all in. Like, I'm supposed to be great at this. I coach others. I teach, I do Facebook lives. People listen to me and they have success. But in reality, I'm like dying inside just a little bit. Like, what?
Well, can I say that, you know, since we're talking about this right now, I'm getting kind of excited because I know what happens next.
When I hit my lows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of go berserk.
And I have no, it's not a selfish thing. It's not about me. I just love watching you shine. And I think, you know, I think that's something that all husbands really need to listen to. And so I'm hoping, ladies, that you're listening to this podcast with your husband. And what I'd like for you to do is just put your hand on your husband's knee right now while you're listening to this. And I'm going to tell you this, guys, the thing that your job as a husband, or at least my job as a husband, is to never ever get in my wife's way. Because...
Oh, good. I'm going on a shopping spree.
She is...
Just kidding.
Well, you know, I trust you then. So I don't really hold you back there either.
I know
either.
You do.
And I gotta remember to say that. I trust you there, Angela, and I would never hold you back there either. But my point is that, guys, it's not your job to stop her. And it's not your job to tell her she's not good at something. It's not your job to be the voice of reason or quote unquote real talk or any of that.
Talk some sense into you.
No.
No.
Your job is to see her for what she can be, which is so magnificent, even more magnificent than she already is. I'm sure when you look at her, you look at her eyes and you go, man, you are magnificent. You know what? But you've got to have a bigger vision of her than that, which will never allow you to bring her down from the clouds, to get real, to just to kind of go, hey, you know, I'm just saying, you know, giving your wife a negative note and then follow it up with just saying is like taking a hammer and putting a nail through the wall and going, oops, I didn't mean to do that. But the nail is still there. The hole is still there. The damage is still done. Don't do anything other than be the source of light and support and positive energy.
Yeah.
Always, and every woman that I've ever run into in this business whose husbands are supportive, they always say the same thing. The women always say the same thing. They said, my husband's always saying, I can do it. Just go. Just do it. You can do it.
Yep.
And then as a husband, you can't just, by the way, you can't just say, I believe in you, but never actually do anything to support her. Like, you know, laundry or buy her flowers or just something where you're doing actions. And I'm just going to tell you guys, if you want some, you know, some warm cuddle time, laundry, dishes, vacuuming, they go a long way. All right. Anyway, my point is, I'm going to go on a rant if I'm not careful. But my point is with this is that my job, babe, is to always believe in you 100%.
Yeah.
And when I was, when you, as we're talking about it and we're talking about your neck, I'm suddenly getting this very excited feeling because what you do impresses me so much. And when I see you shine and people are just going, oh my gosh, it's Angela. You know, yeah, they do that for me too. But when I see them do it for you, it makes me that much cooler. It makes me that much happier about me.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, you let me marry you.
I did. I'm like, all right, fine.
And so the cooler and more amazing you get, then the cooler and more amazing I get. And all I got to do is sit back and just remind you about how awesome you are.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out because I think it's important that a lot of husbands understand their role is not to be tough and it's not to be critical.
No, or reality checking.
No reality checks. No need to
they
be.
They have that in this. We already have that in this crazy business. We get reality checks every day.
Yeah.
But the strong brush them off. They say thank you for that.
Yeah.
And then they move forward.
So I'm excited about what the rest of this year holds. Can we say that is it okay if we say that we're working towards Blue Diamond?
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I mean, you were apprehensive about it at one point in time, but now you're cool with that, and I'm excited because I know what we can do when we hit Blue Diamond. I know all the amazing things we'll be able to do for people. And if you guys think that we're giving now as Diamond, yeah. you think we're generous now? Wait until we hit Blue Diamond. Wait until we show you what we do when that happens.
I hope that my team who does listen to the podcast, they understand the benefit of when your uplines go diamond and when your uplines go blue and when your uplines go presidential. There's a beautiful benefit to that for the teams. They need to understand that, you know, we give so much at a certain rank where we are now, but we give only what we can give. When you take it up a notch and you go Blue Diamond, you have that extra bonus. It's like, hey guys, you're all now having these things, and we're having team retreats, and because we have that place. And it's such a cool thought to think of. One of my biggest things I want is a team retreat. I desperately want a team retreat where they don't have to worry about the expenses.
Yeah.
And they just get to come. And they get to just be immersed with each other and their business. And that's a big dream of mine. So
can we make that yet? Well, let's make that our next podcast. Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. Let's do that.
Okay.
We have plenty of friends who are Blue Diamonds and Presidentials. And they can talk about all the awesome things they're able to do for their teams. Ooh, I got excited. So let's do that. We'll do that next. Our next episode will be about that.
Excuse me.
Why don't you go ahead and wrap up a final thought and then wrap up the episode, because this is awesome. Yeah. We love how we shifted all that energy.
I did, and my neck's not so tight. How weird is that?
I guess it's not so weird. You just read about it. Go for it.
I did. So I just want to say that, you know, whether you think you can, whether you think you can't, you're right. And I want to say that whatever you think, the thoughts you think, the things you speak, however you feel, that's going to become your reality. So let's stop making this so freaking hard on ourselves. Let's start understanding that this business is simple, and we have the skill set and we have the tool set, and we just need to make it the next step. If I can do this, then all of you can do this. And so that's going to be my biggest goal. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm challenging all of you to stop making it so dang hard. All right. So for Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And happy sharing.
Bye.